Ludwig von Beethoven. Ludwig von Beethoven was born in Bonn, Germany in 1770. His father, Johann Beethoven, was also a musician and wanted his son to be a child prodigy. Consequently, he motivated Ludwig to develop his musical talents. Johann's resolution to make his son into a successful musician was so extreme that he would pull poor Ludwig out of bed in the middle of the night and force the young boy to practice piano until the early hours of the morning. At the age of 11, Ludwig received professional piano and composition training in Bonn under the royal court's organist, and by the mid-1790s, he had made a reputation for himself as a master pianist in Vienna, the musical capital of the age. By the end of the century, he was becoming known as the most important composer of his generation. A huge turning point in Beethoven's life occurred in 1798 when his hearing started to become impaired. He was plagued by a constant ringing in his ears, which made it difficult for him to hear music. This caused him to shun company and become depressed. He even contemplated suicide. Battling both depression and his loss of hearing, Beethoven continued to produce music with a special adaptation to his piano. By attaching a rod to the soundboard of his piano and biting the rod, he was able to detect vibrations of sound. The music that he created during this period expressed heroism and struggle and went on to become some of his most famous compositions. The battle against deafness began to take its toll on the brilliant composer. After the performance of his Ninth Symphony, he turned around to see the ecstatic applause of the audience, but broke down in tears when he realized that he couldn't hear them. After a long illness, Beethoven died at the age of 56 on March 26, 1827. The true cause of his death was unknown for a long time, but later analysis of his hair and skeleton suggests that he was accidentally poisoned by his doctors, who prescribed excessive doses of lead-based medicine. Whatever the cause, the death of the great man shocked Vienna. 20,000 people attended his funeral procession, paying their respects to a true musical genius of their time.